This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to all of our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, or where you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. We have a lot of different things over there for you to take a look at, and I'm sure you'll like what you see. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, it's hour number one. Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out tonight with the big news, and that's the lawsuit that started out in Texas. It's the little I think I can. And now 17 states have joined with the state of Texas in the election lawsuit amidst a pledge from President Trump to also participate in the case. Now, the states involved with Texas are Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, my state of Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia. Now, all of these states are represented by Republican officials in the filing, and all but three of the states have Republican governors. Plus, President Trump has said that he will enter into this, too. This is a big deal. Now, what is this all about, Kyle? This is not your average little old case running around out there.
Well, no, although some of the coverage seems to indicate that...
More of the same. I've heard them say it's more of the same. It's not.
Yeah, it's more of the same. This is about mail-in voting, and it's been roundly rejected already by dozens of courts across the nation with the, you know, that kind of thing, with the baseless claims and these kinds of things. But President Trump does say that it is the big one. So again, what this is about, though, even though, you know, the safe harbor deadline has passed, even though that's the case, again, if you can show that there was fraudulent activity, that the elections were held in controversies of the constitution of the state of that particular state, and so on and so on, then it seems
well,
that those kinds of things could be
let me help you out a bit and be a little bit more specific. Pertaining to the states of Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, which are the states that Texas is suing and all these other states have joined in, these states actually had constitutional ways of changing election laws, and it had to be done using the state legislature and changing the Constitution. It did not have anything to do with some election official or a governor or a secretary of state doing it illegally, which is what's brought all of this about in those four states, because that's exactly what happened.
Well, sure. And again, it's interesting to me, Captain, that we've seen it so roundly rejected by other judges. Now, of course, there are different reasons why I think they're doing that. But as a matter of basic fairness and basic reading of what those constitutions say and then what these other political officials did, it seems to be fairly obvious. But again, this is, we're in the world of look the other way, it doesn't really matter, this is about getting Biden elected and getting Trump out of office and so on and so forth. And honestly, Captain, it's I think a lot of people are literally scratching their heads about this, but this is a big way to shine a lot of light on this. And the United States Supreme Court, hopefully, will at the very least take this under very serious consideration, and to where it's going to be incontrovertible that something untoward really did happen.
Well, in terms of numbers, when you look at the number of states that are involved, it represents 35% of the country is not buying the fact that Joe Biden won fair and square.
Well, that's right. We see other polls as well that the show that people are saying something went on.
As high as 47%.
Well, that's right. That's right. And again, but the narrative that's being constructed is that no, nothing went wrong. It was the most secure election, et cetera, et cetera. But again, we're being told, just like we were told back in the summertime, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe what you're seeing. Don't believe your ears when they say they want to defund the police, for example. And on it goes. And we're simply always told, don't believe your senses. Believe what we tell you.
And the Mike Kelly case has not gone away, contrary to public opinion. It has not gone away. That is fake news that's putting it out there that, well, this case is over and done with, and it got trash, deep sixed, or whatever expressions they were using. I think one said it got spiked, but no, it just got sent back where it came from to be either reworked, reworded, or heard by the court down below it.
Right. I don't think it was dismissed with any kind of prejudice in that.
Not at all.
Yeah, exactly. So again, but again, this is the forming of through headlines is how you can try to shape public opinion.
That's what they're doing. And when we come back, we'll tell you what YouTube is up to. Plus, we'll also tell you it's not Russia, Russia, Russia anymore. It's China, China, China. Just ask Eric Swalwell. And oh, yeah. Hunter Biden is back in the news again for all the wrong reasons.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by one of my most favorite sponsors because of what they've done for me over the past 5 years, and that's Relief Factor. Now, I had a problem, and I was taking pain medication. It was definitely narcotics, and I did not want to continue to take it because it gave me some side effects that I didn't particularly care for. One of them was making you tired when you shouldn't have been in the middle of the daytime. That's number one. So I got rid of it, and I said, well, I guess I'll try some Aleve. Well, two Aleve became four, became six, became eight, and once in a while became 10 because of the amount of pain I was in. But then one day I heard about Relief Factor, and I said, well, what the hell? $20, what have I got to lose? All natural. So I took it. I ordered it. The rest is history. Now, this is 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps the body's natural response to inflammation and lowers or eliminates pain by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, I've had to up my dose in the last couple of weeks, and now I'm back down to where I normally take it, one in the morning and one in the evening. But I had a problem from another injury that I'd had, and I had some swelling. And the doctor told me, he says, I'm going to give you a shot to help out with the swelling. But that Relief Factor you're taking, you might want to add it up another dose and see what happens. Well, what happened was, 2 days later, swelling was gone, pain was gone, end of story, here I am, in just as good a shape, if not better than I was before. But it supports healthy joints, it supports muscles, it's absolutely drug-free, 100% drug-free, and it only costs $19.95 to try it for 3 weeks on the three-week quick start. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. take a look at what's there. You'll get a little tutorial. You'll be able to watch a video if that's what you want to do. And then you'll be able to order that three-week quick start for $19.95, and you will find out what tens of thousands of other people have found out, and that is this product works, and it's a whole heck of a lot better for you than having to take some sort of narcotics or whatever that comes along the line. All right, relieffactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Hunter Biden may be in trouble the old-fashioned way. You know what that is?
Well, that's right. They're looking at his taxes.
That's right. And who was the most prominent person of all time, a big-time gangster that got in trouble because of his income tax and not paying it and wound up going to prison for a long time where he died in prison? Who was that?
Well, that would be none other than Al Capone.
Right. And I think we've got the Al Capone of the modern era in Hunter Biden, because the Department of Justice and Internal Revenue have been examining some of his Chinese business dealings. And yes, I use the China word. They've been investigating the money he got from China, where he put it, and what he did with it, amongst other financial transactions. Now, here's the deal. Do you think he brought that money from China right back into the United States to pay taxes on it here?
I'd be surprised if he did.
It all went offshore, and the majority of it, I'm being told by my sources that are familiar with this case, they're telling me not one dime in tax was paid as of yet.
Wow. Well, you know, Hunter Biden released a statement at the very least. I don't think he said it to a camera or something, but he released a statement. He said he learned yesterday for the first time the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware advised his legal counsel that they were investigating his tax affairs. He says he takes the matter very seriously. He's confident that, it's all going to get, pretty much, evened out and everything. And what's going to be interesting to watch, Captain, is a lot of people, in the media are simply going to say, well, good enough for me, but this is a very serious thing. Making light of it, but it's a very serious thing.
Well, we're not talking millions of dollars. We're talking into the billion or $2 range, because he got that much money from China with the different dealings that he had going on over there. And we know that for a fact.
Well, exactly right. And I heard one statement earlier today, Captain, I thought was very interesting. You know, the Chinese, it's not necessarily out of the ordinary for them to give someone money as a fund manager or, mm-hmm. This kind of thing. But usually those people have to have this thing called experience, and Hunter Biden really doesn't have a lot of that. And so, again, that just muddies the waters even more.
And the other half of this China situation coming out now, because it's not Russia, Russia, Russia. It's China, 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 and it has been for years. China, China, China is Congressman Eric Swalwell's China scandal, which is now exposing the hypocrisy. And that man should not only be removed from the Intel committee that he's sitting on, he should be expelled from Congress. And you good people in California listening to me right now, you should start a recall to get rid of Eric Swalwell. He is a national security risk. And you can't tell me that with the pillow talk going on with the Chinese spy he was sleeping with, that there weren't some secrets being talked about back and forth.
Well, Captain, I think that Swalwell's one of the spokespersons for him said that they wouldn't confirm if there was any kind of relations, quote unquote.
Oh, give me a break.
Because it was being somehow classified, or it was because of some kind of classified investigation. So I don't know if we can
that's nonsense.
Think of that. But that's the thing, though. See, this is a terrible, terrible thing for our country to have had this person who, by all appearances, at the very least, from what we know right now, could have likely been compromised in some way, or at least fed some information inadvertently or however.
Yep.
And so you're right. National security is at stake.
And we know that she had two affairs with two mayors that were working their way up the ladder. We know about that, which also means that Swalwell, who was seen with her over quite a length of time, she was one of his people that helped him with his fundraising when he went from city councilman to congressman. She was right there with his campaign, and she was like his gal Friday, always with him whenever he went somewhere. So we know there was a relationship.
Well, you know, this is, again, you know, something that when people hear about this, it is absolutely just and oh, by the way, he said he was shocked when the FBI came to him and said that she could be a Chinese spy.
Well, I'm
shocked,
sure.
I tell you.
I'm sure he was shocked because he probably didn't know he was being played for a sucker.
Right. Well, maybe he just thought she really liked him or something. I don't know, but you know, however that goes.
Yep. And by the way, she has gone back to China, and nobody's heard another word out of her.
That's what we seem to understand. Even Swalwell's statement said the person had gone back to.
Remember, she was a student. She was a Chinese student.
That's right. That's right. But again, what this shows is that, you know, because he was the one talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, who on planet Earth? Because really, Russia doesn't have. They have a lot of resources. But what other country has the kinds of resources that they would really need in order to be able to put out these tentacles, even to up-and-coming politicians, to try to get close to them, shall we say, as they make their way up the ladder? And that, of course, would be China.
So the bottom line, folks, is that Hunter Biden is under investigation for his not paying taxes with the big amounts of money that came in from China, that money that went all offshore overseas, as well as other financial transactions where the money did not get properly reported and taxes properly paid. We also know that in the mix of all this is Eric Swalwell, so the two of them together are now the new China scandal.
Well, that's right. And a scandal, it truly is. A scandal, it truly is. And unfortunately, I don't know that we'll hear a lot about it. In fact, I think some of the big cable networks really tried to avoid the Swalwell story.
They've all tried to avoid it.
Yeah. And so, again.
But they can't do it now.
But yet, here you're right. Exactly. See, that's the beauty part. But, of course, when it was Russia, Russia, Russia about Donald Trump was an agent of Russia and so on and so forth, they ate all that up. There was no evidence of that. It turned out to be a complete hoax. And but yet this seems to have some pretty this has some meat on the bones here.
That's right. And by the way, there's a new poll that came out that said less than a quarter of the Republicans trust the result of the election as it stands right now.
See, that's also very significant. Very significant.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this, though, too, is the notion that how do you move forward in a country where so many people have the impression that something untoward happened? And part of how you do that is just to vilify anybody who ever asks a question about
yep.
it, and that's not the way to
do it. And, of course, we've got 35% of the country involved, the states involved in a lawsuit against these states that violated their own constitution. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more, and I see we had a caller in the mix there. Caller, if you want to call back, we'll get you on the air here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
17 states have backed a lawsuit from the state of Texas, asking the Supreme Court to overturn the results of the presidential election in four states. The suit argues that changes to absentee voting laws in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin were unlawful. The president has also asked the court to let him become a plaintiff on that suit. 16 of those states signed onto a brief filed Wednesday by the state of Missouri. That state's Attorney General Eric Schmidt explained to Fox News his reasons for jumping into the legal fray.
Missouri, along with 16 other states, joined the fight for election integrity, and that's really what this is about. Free and fair elections are the cornerstone of this republic. And it's important that every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is not counted. And if we don't do that, if we, you know, abrogate that responsibility, we disenfranchise millions of voters, including voters in Missouri, including voters in Texas and other places.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Wilson.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. That's their website, GEICO.com. If you want to get a cost comparison on the vehicle you're driving, the car, the truck, the motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, an ATV, or a boat too, they'll insure all of that for you. Go on over there and type in your zip code, and that's all it takes, and then that starts the quote process. Now, here's the way that you really save money. If you have homeowners or renter's insurance, they would be more than happy to give you a quote on that too. And if you bundle all of that together, you will save a bunch of money. I've been doing it with them for going on 15 years. They've been a very good company. I appreciate them very much, and when I needed them a couple times, they were right there and stepped right in and helped me out. So there you go. But GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Go on over there, check it out, get yourself a cost comparison, and find out what I know, and that is that not only are they a good company, they also save you a bunch of money. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, yesterday we saw Joe Biden have a brain freeze. And it wasn't once, it was twice, where he botched the name of the Health and Education Services nominee, Xavier Becerra. He called him Javier Baccaria.
He did, yeah. And he was reading off a teleprompter, as he often does, obviously, nowadays. And he wanted to give an introduction for his nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary. But he pronounced his name Javier Baccaria.
Yeah.
When it's actually Javier Becerra.
Yeah.
Every Californian knows that because he's the attorney general here. And then he called him, he said, oh, excuse me, Javier Becerra.
Yeah.
Which is also a mispronunciation of that. And he renamed, evidently, the Health and Human Services Department, the Health and Education Services Department.
Yeah. Well,
it's like he's reading this off the teleprompter for the first time.
Yep, I agree. And we've got a caller. I'm going to go right to the caller. Good morning, caller. Is this Todd?
Let's get down to business. 60 seconds with Todd and the captain. Let's get down to business. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one out there. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Let me tell the Einsteins in the White House. That's the mantra here. If you go on any radio show, if you go on any TV show, Donald Trump won in a landslide. Good to see Kevin McCarthy finally post something. Donald Trump won 27 out of 27 House seats contested. That you put $100 in Vegas on that, you know what the odds are on that? Unbelievable. Let me tell the Supreme Court something, okay? We busted our butts to get you on there, okay? Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, the rest, Comey, Barrett, we busted our tails to get you up there. We took all the crap from the left to get you up there. Now you got your black robes. Donald Trump won it. Let me tell you, attorney generals in Michigan and the other states. Now, if I was in Georgia, I would have all the people outside the Senate and the House demanding that the Senate get back in session and override the governor's veto because of the corruption in Gwinnett County in Atlanta, the corruption in Philly, the corruption in Wisconsin, the corruption in Detroit. Donald Trump won all those states in a landslide. And I demand that you override your own governor and make sure that he confirmed whether I was, period. And that's the bottom line. Get off your butt and stand up for the Constitution that we laid our life down to put the black robe on because Donald Trump won this election in a landslide, period. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace, Captain.
All right. He got it in there, Kyle.
He did.
All right. Well, again, I can't disagree with anything he's saying. And let's talk about Georgia for a second. You folks in Georgia, two Republican-held U.S. Senate seats. Now, if they flip these seats, it'll give them control of the Senate. And here's what will happen. Number one, Chuck Schumer will repeal the 60-vote requirement so that he can do what he wants, when he wants, at any time, including what Nancy Pelosi wants done. They'll lose that 60-seat plateau in order to get something on the floor, which has been like a cushion. Number two, we know that they're going to pack the Supreme Court with four leftist judges. Number three, we know that they're going to admit Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia states. Now, packing the Senate, this will add, you ready for this, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Four new Democratic senators and nine new Democratic congressmen just by adding Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia as states. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did, and this is... Again, it's purely a political ploy. It's really not about the people in Puerto Rico, basically. Mm-hmm. This is a way that they believe they'll never have to ever, like AOC has said, mm-hmm. right? Why have to negotiate with anybody ever again?
And they also will raise taxes anytime they want at will. And we just heard Governor Cuomo, for you good folks up there in New York State, say, well, we're going to raise our taxes. Yeah, because people are moving out because the taxes are so high to begin with. Okay, well, hang on, Kyle, because we got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Deborah from Clearwater. How you doing, Captain Bruce?
Good.
I just had a question. I had the tail end of some kind of recording. I don't know if it was on Facebook or some. I'm not familiar with the computer, but I think they said she was a congresswoman, and she was, like, making a threat to all the people who follow President
Trump. That was in
Trump.
Michigan. That was in Michigan. Mm-hmm.
That was horrible. That was a congresswoman?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was not a congresswoman. It was a state representative in Michigan. We'll talk about her in a minute here, okay?
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, all right. You know about that, right, Kyle?
I'd heard about that, yeah, state representative. But again, it's you know, maybe they think that they can just, that all bets are off at this point. They can basically say whatever they want, and it just goes way beyond the pale.
Well, it was a state representative who had been one of the senior most people on various committees in the state of Michigan, and she did open up and she did threaten all Republicans in a Facebook video. She sat right there in front of the Facebook cameras and just let it all hang out, so to speak. But she has been reprimanded by the Republican-controlled legislature. She's lost her assignments. She's no longer on any sitting committees whatsoever. None, not one. and they're talking about censuring her, which means that essentially she would be a representative for the people that elected her in Michigan, but she would not have any voice at all anymore in the legislature. Now, she was a Michigan state rep. I'm trying to get this story open real quick here because it's on Fox is where the story is about the video she posted was on Facebook. And the attorney general condemned the threats. And the response, let's see here, what is her name? Detroit, Michigan State Rep. Cynthia Johnson was stripped of her committee seats by senior GOP state officials after she released a video on Facebook warning Trump supporters who had left her threatening messages. She said, "So this is a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough is enough." It was a three-minute-long video. She also said in there, "And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay." That's what she said.
Oh, wow. You know, is she taking classes at the Maxine Waters, you know, how to intimidate people school or
well,
politics or something?
I don't really care, but whatever politician you happen to be, you don't ever do something like that. Not ever, never, ever. I don't care who threatens you to do what. You just don't do that.
Well, absolutely right, because
yeah.
It goes against our basic values yeah. in this country.
Yeah, now I want to mention something about Kamala Harris, because we just got done talking about Joe Biden. Kamala Harris yesterday vowed amnesty in the first 100 days to what they're saying is 11 million illegals. However, that 11 million illegals is probably 20, maybe 30 million, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think that's probably, yeah, more like it. But, of course, see, here's the thing, Captain. We warned people about this. Others,
a couple of years ago.
That's right. This
mm-hmm.
is exactly what the Democrats want to
yep.
do. And at the time, it sounds like a political, you know, some kind of political promise to get
votes. I had people argue with me over it.
Yeah, they're not going to mm-hmm. do such a thing and so forth. But again, we need to believe people when they say things like we want to give amnesty
yeah.
or we want to defund the police,
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
And the other thing is they want to restart the immigration from the very countries that Donald Trump said, no, we're not going to take any more people from these countries because they keep sending terrorists out in the world stage. Well, now they want to open up the doors again to the very countries that Donald Trump shut down from sending people through the mill, if you will, so many people, so many different countries to the United States. That's stupid. That's really stupid.
Well, what that will do, of course, you know, what Donald Trump did was based on the idea that the people traveling from those countries couldn't be vetted properly.
That's true.
The United States. But they turned it into a racist thing. So now they're thinking that they're going to virtue signal how non-racist they truly are. But they're going to put it
well,
in danger.
Okay, and hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, what they were forgetting about is if we have control of the Senate, if the Republicans retain control of the Senate, it all stops. That's the hedge. We must control the Senate. You people in Georgia have got to vote those Republicans back into office. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's Donna Fiducia, a friend up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. She's not out of bed yet, but she will be in a couple hours when she goes to the stables to take care of everything that needs to be done for the horses every day, 7 days a week. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you on a cold night like this. Pull on in there and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. By the way, don't forget to join the Drivers Club and take advantage of the points that you can get for buying diesel fuel at the pumps and food in the restaurant and supplies in the trucker's store. They add up pretty quick, and you'll have yourself a nice little discount on down the line. Plus, you can also take advantage of the Driver's Club catalog they've got there, too, and see the great things they got in there and trade your points off that way. In the meantime, we're going to rock, and guess what? Here we go. righty, that's a little Aerosmith. That's called Love in an Elevator. And yeah. And Kyle, what'd you think?
Yeah, Aerosmith, absolutely. Yeah.
Did I have you tapping your toes again?
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay, because I see the guitar showing up in the chat room again here, so somebody liked it. All righty, let's go here. A storm system is moving through the southwest, the Four Corners. There's a storm developing right now. It's going to bring rain, isolated thunderstorms, and mountain snow before moving into the central U.S. and parts of the east by Friday and through the weekend with rain, thunderstorms, and a narrow streak of heavy snow, too. Now, in the higher elevations, we have a winter storm warning up around Albuquerque and North Albuquerque. Up I-25. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, in California tonight, we do have a fire weather watch, and this is going to be north of Bishop and south of Bridgeport, and it's going to encompass Mono Lake. And so this is right next to the Yosemite National Park, Yosemite Valley. So we've got a fire weather watch going on there. Also, wind advisory up near the Bay Area, Santa Rosa. But, Captain, we've got dense fog. This is along Interstate 5 in the state of Oregon as you come through Eugene. If you're heading north, Eugene, Salem, and Portland got that dense fog advisory, and so be careful in that area. Air stagnation continues over South Oregon and parts of southern Idaho, including Boise, Idaho, as well. And then we've got, I believe, some snow coming in maybe on Friday in the Bozeman area in Montana. Up in Portland right now, as we said, we got some fog, rain in Seattle maybe on Friday as well. But also brewing, Captain, if you're in the I-25 corridor there in Colorado and northern New Mexico, we have winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories happening there. And this is also going to be in the Durango area as well.
That's what I just talked about. It's going to follow I-40 and I-70, that corridor, move east here over the next 24 hours. And along towards Friday, it'll be over in the northeast. Now, I will tell you that there is some winter weather tonight. There's some snow in the central part of New York State, to include over towards Elmira, and then that goes down over across to Binghamton, down to Scranton tonight in the Poconos. So you got some snow there. Could have an accumulation of 3 to 4 inches with this clipper that's moving across right now. In addition, there is some snow in the Berkshire sections of Vermont tonight, so be advised of that. And we do have some dense fog to report right now down in Mississippi, the southwestern corner of Mississippi, and I-10 going into New Orleans out of Mississippi there, so be advised of dense fog advisory there. And again, folks, the Truckers Highway Enviro Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And I'm going to go to my correspondent in Miami. I believe this is Leo on the telephone line. Is that you, Leo?
Yes. Hi. Hey, how you doing, Captain? It's a little nippy chilly here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, hi. Real quick, I wanted to know if you heard about the trucks that were delivering trucks to New Jersey, and they dropped off the trucks in New Jersey and had New York go pick them up because they were trying to, politically, do something with New York. What they would do.
No, but I did hear about this, Leo. Down there, you had two truck drivers that were hijacked down there, and their bodies were found. They were killed, tortured, and killed, two over-the-road truck drivers, and they didn't find their trailers. The loads were hijacked. I have no idea what was in them, but I did hear about that. That happened within the last 2 days.
Oh. What I was trying to get at, what if the truck drivers avoided to go in Georgia, all the four states, and just drop the trailers off and had the state go pick them up? They did that to New York to kind of make a point.
What's that got to do with anything? What are you talking about?
To see if they're not behaving. They're not being fair. So they, I don't know if that could.
You talking about because of the rates or something like that?
Because of the way they're cheating, so I would think that the truck drivers would kind of like.
So you're talking about this is because of the voting.
The voting, yeah.
No, I haven't heard a word about that, and it can't be that big.
They can do that. I'm just trying to get an idea because I remember how they did it to New York. The problem with that,
Leo, and I got to let you go. So thank you for calling in. The problem with that, Leo, is twofold. Number one, if you're an owner operator and you got your own authority, that's fine. You can do that. But guess what? You might never haul another load for that customer you were hauling the load for to begin with. That's number one. And if you're a company driver, you're going to be told what to do. And if you don't do it, then they're going to fire you, right, Kyle?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. And the only protection that the union guys ever had is they could say no for whatever reason, and the union would usually back them up. But that's just a horse of a different feather for a different kind. So I don't think that's going to go anywhere. That's just my thought. By the way, did you hear about Taylor Swift while we're talking about strange stuff?
No. What happened with Taylor Swift?
She's wearing a mask, a custom mask that shames Nashville for having their bars open.
Oh, interesting. Well,
which is where some of those up and coming country western singers try to get their break singing and hoping somebody will hear them.
That's true. Well, you know, the divisiveness of the masks and the open or not and all these things, I think Americans are it's a very, very sad sort of time. And so, again, there's got to be a way to be able to do things but not have it get in each other's throats like it seems to be.
Well, there's a way to do things, but it's called respecting each other, and there just is no respect out there because the left, I'll tell you right now, the left does not respect themselves, let alone anybody else, and we try to respect them, and then they turn around and they spit on us or they do something worse. And, I mean, that's not what it's all about. I mean, people have to start being rational if there's any way of being rational, and I just don't know what the answer is. But, you know, we used to say kill them with kindness, right?
Right.
I don't think there's any kindness left anymore in a lot of places.
Well, but the left does take advantage of people's good nature in that sense.
Yeah, they look on you as being weak. Just look at Antifa, what they do. Okay. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we will be back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. So Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.